Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Since 1901, the Chicago Auto Show has brought smiles and excitement to our city. So many of us have brought our families to the auto show. We've test-driven cars here, and we've looked at the future and imagined the fun of driving the next cool concept car. Well, the fun is back, and I, for one, can't wait.
How about that? Governor Pritzker today among those announcing the fact that the Chicago Auto Show will be back inside and outside coming up in mid-July. I'm sure that was music to David Whitaker's ears. He was there, the president of Choose Chicago. He's here now. David, welcome.
Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for always being so kind to have us on.
Absolutely. And we have talked about gloom and doom for about 15 months now. Isn't this nice?
You know, this is really a bellwether moment. It really is. I mean, so much has been put on pause, so much uncertainty. So much of us have had to alter significantly, and especially the tourism and hospitality and convention industry. The opportunity to do what we do best, to bring people back to the biggest and best convention center in North America. Those same event trade show delegates, of course, then go and stay in our hotels, eat in our restaurants, ride in our taxis, shop in our stores. This truly is a bellwether moment. It's still a bit of a ways through till July. And in fact, this is just the beginning. You know, there are still 14 other major conventions still on the calendar, July through December. Every one of them called us today saying, you know, how does this look for us? Each of these conventions is different. The setups are different. The sizes are different. Some are more trade shows. Some are more event-driven, crowd, theater seats, et cetera. But the plans are being put forth. I can't commend the health officials enough for making sure that we open responsibly and safely. We're prepared to do that in July, and it's going to be a game changer for getting Chicago and our hospitality and convention industry back on its feet.
David, tell me a little bit about those next shows. Who you've been hearing from, and what might it mean?
Well, we have a variety of, whether it's sporting events, whether it's other trade shows, some of the medical groups that routinely call on us. Each show is different. But at the end of the day, it's about getting them into the building safely and responsibly. We feel that we now have a plan in place and some barometers in place that allow that to happen. So each is case by case by case.
Sure.
But I anticipate, and as you see us move from the bridge phase to phase five, you know, I was listening in on a conversation you were having just earlier. July 1, if in fact July 1, the governor's vision or hope and dream comes true, the mayor has also commented that by July 4th. So if those things, now they're using good science to predicate that, they need their health officials telling them the numbers are heading in that direction, which they are. But, you know, after July 1st, the world may be very, very different than today. But now is the time for us to all be planning and scheduling and getting back responsibly.
I want to ask you about some of the events coming up this summer. It just sounds nice to hear. But let's go back to the shows. Are you telling me then the auto show is going to be the first of at least several shows at McCormick Place yet this year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We feel very confident with the numbers the way they are, with the trends the way it is. Unless, of course, you know, there's always the horrible caveat that another surge could happen. We can't control that, but that does not seem to be the case based on vaccinations, at least in this country, right? And so, again, the good work done earlier has allowed us to get to this point relatively safe in terms of not having overcrowded hospitals and things like that. So we are super excited. And these conventions want to come here. They draw well when they come here. They have record attendance. We're an accessible city from all over the Midwest and all over the country, slap dab in the middle of the country. This is a great convention town. There's so much for delegates to do when they come here in addition to being on campus. And so they very much want to be here, and we very much want to have them here, and we're heading in that direction.
All right. So I've talked to Michael Jacobson a few times through all of this with the Hotel Association, and I want to break this up. I don't want to talk just about big trade shows. I want to talk about all of us. But, you know, he said it's the big shows that are going to result in the hotel, like the Sheraton over my right shoulder here, reopening. If the state and city reopen short of big shows, do you see those hotels coming back before then, or are they going to wait for the big shows to open up?
You know, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, clearly, in fact, the numbers speak for themselves. We have about 142 hotels in the greater Chicago area. 130 of them, roughly, are back open. The 12 that aren't are those big box hotels, like the Sheraton, like the Hilton, like the Palmer House Hilton, et cetera, the Westin on Michigan Avenue. So those big box hotels, when you have 800-900 rooms, 1,200 rooms to fill, you can't fill that with just weekend and leisure visitors. And it's the compression of you know, having 600 delegates that allow you to, you know, raise your prices and have a competitive price and have the revenue model work in terms of the staffing of such a big hotel as well. So the big box hotels have been suffering. This, the best news they heard today was come July, the convention calendar looks to be on its way to starting to be filled again.
What do you hear from just regular tourists and tourist organizations? I mean, are vacationers going to come back to the city this summer, or is that still going to be a long summer?
Well, a lot of it depends on, you know, I'm super excited today based on what we heard and the numbers heading in the right direction. You know, right now on every, we have research with the hotels. They submit confidential reports. Right now already, and again, I'm a sales guy. The glass is always half full here. You can appreciate that.
Sure.
But already, you know, our weekends, we're averaging, you know, 45-50% occupancy on the weekends. Now, who would have ever thought in our lifetime in sales that we're high-fiving each other that we're 50% full, right? In a given year, that'd be devastating. But, you know, we were running in single digits last year. We were running where most hotels weren't even open. And so to have 40-50% occupancy on the weekends just speaks to the incredible potential of Chicago. You know, I live just off Michigan Avenue. I walk around looking every day, who's here, do they look like tourists, are they tourists? You know, you can spot some of the tourists a mile away.
You're stalking our visitors, David.
I look at every riverboat going by, right? How many people are on that boat? But the barometers are there. We see activity again. What we need is business travel to return. This is a major convention town. It's a major meetings industry town. And so all of our hotels benefit from corporate travel, from business travel, from small meetings, whether it's 200 people. Weddings is another great example. Dozens and dozens and dozens and multiple dozens of weddings that have been put on hold. Now that the guidelines have gotten us up to where, you know, more than 100 people, soon with the bridge phase, you know, up to 75% capacity, our hotels will start booking events, catering events, weddings, social events, and small business meetings. But like I said, we've got 14 major conventions scheduled between, you know, RSNA every November, right, the week after Thanksgiving. What a great time to have 140,000 doctors visit us from all over the world. Now, will we see as much international travel quickly? Probably not as robust as domestic travel. Some countries around the world are still struggling. But, you know, Europe and South America, Canada, Mexico, as they continue to improve, there's an opportunity for us to really get back to doing what we love best, which is hosting people.
Yeah, I'm also involved in a travel company, and I was talking to my partner today in Europe, and you know, he said they're back on track. Their plans are to reopen pretty soon or to begin reopening, which is encouraging because I think sometimes they were lacking behind the U.S. Okay, I've got 40 seconds left, 35 seconds left. Tell me about the Art of Banksy exhibit, July 1st, which in keeping with Banksy, we don't know where it's going to be yet.
You know, so they told me I can't tell you. It's an as-of-yet-to-determined location. I'm just reading the notes. I don't know why they tell me this stuff. But you know what? You can go to BanksyExhibit.com and find everything you need to know there.
That sounds pretty exciting.
I'm reading the notes. But, you know, I mean, there's so many things happening this summer. You know, obviously, the Art Institute is hosting the Obama portraits starting in June. You know, Navy Pier, the news that they're slowly reopening. By the way, Van Gogh has been so, because they've been using socially distant guidelines, the Van Gogh exhibit has been selling out like crazy. They've extended it now. It's through August 6th. Don't wait too late to get your tickets to go to Van Gogh, because it may not be here in the fall just because it'll go on to another city.
That's David Whitaker. Got to run, David.
All of this can be found at ChooseChicago.com.
I was going to say, David Whitaker is the Choose Chicago president, and if he stops you on Michigan Avenue, be nice to him. It was nice
to talk
to
you. I've been vaccinated. I'm hugging every visitor I can.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.